Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open a book that sounds like homework, but is actually a blast, How Proust Can Change Your Life by Alain de Botton. Sophie, I gotta ask, what the guy who wrote a 7-volume novel got to do with my Tuesday morning routine?
Right? I had the same thought. But honestly, this book is the ultimate plot twist. It's not a stuffy literary analysis. De Botton takes Proust's essays and novels and turns them into a surprisingly practical self-help guide. Think of it as a life coach who happens to be a reclusive French genius.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what's the first gem he digs up?
It's all about attention. We're creatures of habit, right? We walk the same streets, see the same faces, and suddenly everything becomes invisible. Proust was the opposite. He could write pages about how light hit a steeple. And de Botton says that's not just literary showing off. It's a technique for living.
So the fix is just to look harder? Seems too simple.
Simple, but not easy. It's about fighting the deadening force of familiarity. Look at your partner's face like you're seeing it for the first time. Notice the exact shade of the sky today. Savor the texture of your toast. You don't need to go to Venice to find beauty. It's in your own neighborhood if you just pay attention.
Okay, that's actually a beautiful thought. And it ties into how he says we should read, right? Not just for escape, but as a tool?
Exactly. Proust was ruthless about lazy reading, where you just look for confirmation of your own opinions. He said a great book is an optical instrument. It gives you a new lens to see yourself. You read about jealousy or grief, and you think, oh, that's what that feeling is. He hands you back your own experiences clarified.
So it's not about admiring the author's genius. It's about using the book to get smarter about your own life. Like, if a passage about a social faux pas makes you cringe, you've just learned something about your own social anxiety.
You've got it. The book becomes a workshop, not a museum. And that's where it gets really interesting because he applies that same sharp eye to love. And spoiler alert, Proust is cynical, but in a liberating way.
Oh, I need to hear this. Give me the cynical love advice.
He says we don't fall in love with a person. We fall in love with a projection, an image we've built around them. We project our desires onto a relatively blank canvas. So, the more you get to know someone, the more the projection shatters. That's why we get so frustrated.
That sounds bleak. Where's the liberation?
It takes the pressure off finding a perfect soulmate. It explains why relationships are hard. It's not because you're doing it wrong. It's because love is a process of negotiation and discovery. The goal isn't to avoid heartbreak. It's to understand it, learn from it, and become more compassionate.
Okay, that's deep. And it makes me think about all the social climbing we do. He had a lot to say about snobbery, didn't he?
Oh, he was the ultimate insider who saw through it all. He chronicled the French aristocracy, and he knew their world from the inside. He saw that we laugh at jokes we don't find funny and seek approval from people we envy. That's the sickness of snobbery, and it's universal.
The cure isn't to move to a monastery, I hope.
No, it's intellectual honesty. Recognize your own snobbish impulses and laugh at them. When you're impressed by someone, ask yourself if it's their title or their character. The pedestal we put others on is always a lie. Once you see that, you can stop the exhausting pursuit of social validation.
That's a load off, honestly. And then there's the Madeleine moment, the most famous part of Proust, and probably the most profound.
The Madeleine is more than a sweet memory. It's a philosophical argument. He distinguishes between voluntary memory, like recalling a fact, and involuntary memory, which is triggered by a taste or a smell. Involuntary memory brings back the whole emotional texture of the past, not just the event.
So what's the lesson? Eat more Madeleines?
I wish. He says the tragedy is that we're constantly losing time. We're so distracted that we don't store up moments worth remembering. So we reach old age with a thin sense of our own past. The solution is to live richly now, to pay attention now, so you have something to recollect later.
So it all circles back to attention. That's the core of everything.
It is. And that's the ultimate purpose of art, according to Proust. Art isn't a luxury. It's a tool for recovering lost time and understanding your life. The artist is someone who mastered attention and translates their perceptions into a form we can use. When we read Proust, we borrow his eyes.
But only if we read actively, right? Not passively.
Exactly. The goal isn't to know Proust. It's to know yourself better through him. And here's the kicker. De Botton shows us that Proust was a mess. He was a lonely hypochondriac, desperate for his mother's love, deeply snobbish, yet critical of snobbery. He wasn't a serene sage.
So his own struggles were the raw material for his art. That's actually the most inspiring part. Our problems aren't obstacles. They're the ingredients.
That's the beautiful paradox. He wrote his masterpiece because he was a mess and had the courage to explore it. The ultimate takeaway is that your life, with all its imperfections and sorrows, is the only masterpiece you'll ever have. And it's your job to learn how to read it.
I'm going to start by paying attention to my commute tomorrow. Maybe I'll see my city for the first time in years.
And if you want to dive deeper into this or any of the other 6,000 plus titles, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. You can read or listen in any language, and it starts at just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. It's a gentle reminder that the extraordinary is hiding in the ordinary, just waiting for you to notice. We'll see you in the next one.